If you have your Bibles this morning, I would like to ask you to please turn to the book of Romans. I would like to read from Romans chapter 1, Romans chapter 1, beginning in verse 18 and reading through verse 21. Romans chapter 1, verses 18 through 21. I know that these are familiar words to most of you, but the Apostle Peter said that he was writing things to the saints of God to put them in remembrance, to remind them. He says, I'm writing to you things that you have already known, but things that you need to be reminded of. And all of us need to be reminded to be thankful, to be more thankful. I don't believe there's anyone here that is as thankful as we ought to be. And I pray that God will help us to be more thankful. I'm glad that our forefathers set aside a time to have as Thanksgiving. The reason I'm so glad is because I am reminded every Thanksgiving during this whole season of the year. Once November starts, that's the first thing that comes to my mind when I think of the month of November is Thanksgiving. And when I think of giving thanks to God, I'm reminded more and more every day to be more thankful for the blessings that God has given to us. Romans chapter 1, beginning in verse 18, the Word of God says, "For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness." I want you to notice that these are children of God who are under consideration. They hold the truth in unrighteousness. The only people who have ever known the truth of God's Word are born again children of God. God has revealed truth to them, and yet He says that God's wrath is revealed from heaven against all men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. That is, they're living ungodly. Even though they know the truth, they're not walking in the truth. Verse 19 says, "Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them." God has revealed things to them, and yet they're ungodly. He says in verse 24, "The invisible things of Him, God, from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse." Did you know that's the condition that every one of us is in today, is that we are without excuse. There is no excuse for us not being a thankful people. And verse 21 says that, declares that. That's the main focus of this passage, because that when they knew God, did they know God? When they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Brethren, I declare to you that the hearts of God's people can be foolish. And the Scripture says here that when they became vain in their imaginations, any of you ever have a problem with vanity, being vain? They became vain in their imaginations. Their foolish heart was darkened. Their foolish heart was darkened. Now, I believe in looking at this verse of Scripture that a child of God will either have a thankful heart or else they will have a foolish heart. Sometimes the people of God really do have a thankful heart. I think that probably in most of our lives that there are seasons that our heart is a thankful heart, a heart full of gratitude to God. And when we have that thankful heart, it's going to manifest in our lives. Our love for God, our obedience to God will be seen. Our love for God and His people and His Word and His church and the truth of God, our love will be manifest because we have a thankful heart. We realize how good God has been to us. God has been good to every one of us. We can never thank God. I've tried last week and the last two or three weeks. I've tried to periodically just sit down and start making a list of things that I am thankful for. I have a long list in the back of my Bible that I've listed a lot of things. A lot of them are natural, material blessings. I'm thankful for family and all the other natural blessings, but I would ask and encourage all of you that you would look at all the spiritual blessings that we have. Think about those. Someone told me yesterday that they had heard either on the radio or somewhere they heard somebody say that people are either humbly grateful or they're grumbly hateful. I'd never thought about that before, but I do believe that's true, that sometimes we are humbly grateful. We really feel gratitude to God. And when we are humbly grateful, we're going to be a happy people. We're going to be rejoicing. We're going to be looking and counting all the blessings that we have. But there are some times in our lives that instead of being humbly grateful, we look at the blessings we have, but we think about what we don't have, or we think about our problems, or we think about trouble, and that makes people grumbly hateful. They grumble, they murmur, and they complain, and they're not happy, and they're not thankful. I believe a thankful people is a happy people. I believe that when people are grumbling and murmuring and complaining, I believe any time I am not happy, it's because I'm not thankful. That's the main reason most of the time, is I'm not looking at what blessings I have in my life. Now, I want you to notice what happened to these people who the Word of God describes in Romans 1:21. It says that because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful. Remember now, what was the problem? They did not glorify God, and they were not what? Thankful. They were not thankful. I want you to see what God did to them. Look at the beginning of verse 24. Verse 24 says, wherefore God also gave them up. I'm not going to read all of that. You can read it when you get home. God gave them up. I want you to remember that expression. God gave them up. Verse 26 says, for this cause God gave them up unto vile affections. And it describes those things. And in verse 28, the scripture says, and even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind. Do you hear the wording there? The people were not thankful, and what did God do? God gave them up. God gave them up, and God gave them over. God, even though we are His people who have been redeemed by the precious blood of Christ, God will not allow His people to be unthankful. Our foolish hearts, and it's a foolish heart that is not thankful. It doesn't matter how many troubles you have. I know I have an expression, and some of you don't like for me to say it all the time. Listen, brethren, I say every day is a blessing, and I mean that. Every day of my life, God blesses me abundantly. And every day of your life, God blesses you abundantly. And it doesn't matter what happens in our lives, doesn't matter how much we lose, doesn't matter if we lose our health or our family and all of our possessions, on that day, God still has loaded us with blessings. When Job lost everything he had, he said, the Lord gave. What was he doing right there when he said the Lord gave? What kind of heart did he have? When he said the Lord gave, a thankful heart. Did he have a foolish heart right there? Or did he have a thankful heart? He had a thankful heart. The Lord gave. And then he says, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You know, God has a hedge around you and the devil can't touch you except God allow that to happen. And so it is that when things happen, when bad things happen, I want you to know that God knows what's going on. God knows all about your troubles. God knows what your heartaches are today. And God cares about you. He loves you so much. Listen, brethren, there's nobody, everybody in the world combined, take all of their love, Everybody you can think of that loves you, think of all of their love, and all of their love does not in any way compare to the love of God that He has for you. Would you rather your mother make all the decisions about what you get in your life and what you don't get, or would you rather God make that decision? And when I was in high school, I would have answered my mama, because my mama gave me things that my daddy didn't know about. She would hide things. She had a little white box that she hid money in. And when daddy would say I could only spend $3 on a date, and it was my money, and all he would give me of my money was $3, mama would slide me another little extra bit of money. I'm telling you, brethren, God loves you more than your mama does. God loves you more than your daddy does. God loves you more than your children do. God loves you more than anybody in this world. And God knows what's good for you. And God knows what's good for me. And I would ask all of you to be careful to always say, the Lord gave and the Lord hath taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Be happy. There's a program on television where a guy says, be happy, happy, happy. Well, I'm telling you, brethren, that there's a good lesson there. We ought to be happy. We ought to be thankful. We ought to look at what all we have. We have so much. Brethren, there's no nation on the face of this earth that's blessed like the United States of America. I know we've got all the problems you can imagine and talk about, and you can think about them, and you can concentrate on them, and you can watch the news every day, and you can get depressed and discouraged, but I would encourage you, instead of watching that news, I would encourage you to read the good news. Now people say, well, you just got your head stuck in the sand. No, I know enough about the problems in America that I don't want to concentrate on those things. I want to do everything I can to fix them. Don't think that I want to ignore them. I want to fix them, but I can't fix everything in this nation. Neither can you. We've got a lot of things we can do, but we can't do everything. But we need to be doing something, and we need to be doing all that we can. But even as we do all of those things, it still is in the hand of the Lord, and our success or lack of success is in the hands of the Lord. Just do everything you can. Serve the Lord with gladness. Serve the Lord with a thankful heart. Serve the Lord. Go with me to Luke 17. I am amazed. And I know you hear me say this and you think, well, I just don't know whether he is or not. I am amazed every time I read and study God's Word. I am. God shows me things. I've been preaching for over 40 years, and God just keeps on showing me things every week. I'm just amazed. I wanted to call all of you. When I first started studying God's Word, I'd want to wake Teresa up in the middle of the night. Look at this, look at this, look at this. And that's what I want to do to all of you. I want to say, you know, I may not be here tomorrow. I don't want to go ahead and call all of you and get you to look at this. Look at this now. Look at Luke 17. Luke 17. Everybody here knows what Luke 17, starting in verse 11 and going through verse 19. Luke 17, 11 through 19. Somebody tell me, what is that passage all about? There were 10 lepers. 9 did not return, and what? They did not give thanks. But one gave glory to God. One gave thanks to God. Now, listen carefully, and I'm not going to concentrate on that. I will read 3 of the verses. Look at verse 15. Start with verse 15. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, you know, you need to recognize you've been healed. I'm not just talking about physical sickness. I'm talking about you've been healed of something worse than leprosy. Leprosy was a terminal illness. What you have been healed of is the sin that came upon you because of the sin of Adam, and the sins that you have committed in your life. You've been healed. You've been washed clean of that. And that cleansing is better than the cleansing they got when they were healed of leprosy. And the Word of God says, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. Now I want you to remember the wording right there. The wording says that he glorified God. Remember that. Verse 16 says, and fell down on his face at his feet, that is at the feet of Jesus, giving him thanks. See, he glorified God. What did he do to glorify God? He gave him thanks. You know what you're doing when you give glory, when you're giving thanks to God? You know what you're doing? You're giving God the glory that's due his great and holy name. Give him glory. Glory belongeth unto the Lord. Well, how do you give God glory? Give him thanks. That's what this passage is teaching, is that that one leper returned and gave glory unto God. He gave him thanks, verse 17 says. And Jesus answering said, were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. See, twice it says he gave glory to God. Do you see that? How did he give glory to God? By giving thanks. Now, here's the new thing I had never noticed. When you back up and start reading the first of this chapter, and a lot of times it's important to look at a verse in its context and look at the passage in the chapter and look at the chapter and just back up, keep backing up. Look at this. Back up to verse 10. Verse 10, Luke 17, verse 10 says, "So likewise ye, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which was our duty to do." Now, here's the principle right there in verse 10. When I realize God doesn't owe me anything, when I realize, you see, if I work all day for you and we've agreed that you're going to give me $50 at the end of the day and I work all day for you, and you pay me the $50, you understand that's not a gift. That's what you owe me. On the other hand, when you realize God doesn't owe you anything, when you realize that when you have done everything, and by the way, you haven't quite reached that point yet, but if you ever reach that point, which you won't, but if you ever did reach the point that you have done everything God's commanded you to do, we are to say out loud, we are unprofitable servants. We have done that which is our duty to do. Now, do you see why he then gives the parable of the 10 lepers? Because one of those lepers recognized and remembered, even though they had maybe all been trying to serve the Lord, one of them recognized, and they'd all been receiving blessings from God, and they all 10 were healed of their leprosy, but there was one of them that recognized, I'm not worthy of this. I don't deserve this healing. I don't deserve this blessing. God didn't owe me this. God did it because of his mercy and his grace. And so he fell at Jesus' feet and he gave glory to God by giving God thanks. Do you see what will motivate you to give God thanks? You know what will motivate you to give thanks to God? Is when you realize you don't deserve these blessings. Jacob says in Deuteronomy 32 and verse 10, Jacob makes this statement. Don't turn there, just listen just a moment. Jacob says, I am not worthy of the least of thy mercies. Brethren, the blessings that we have from God, he doesn't owe you anything. You can go to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night. You can read the Bible all during the week. You can go to the nursing home. You can do everything that God tells you to do. You still don't deserve the blessings. It's the mercy and the grace of God. He doesn't owe you something. When you're blessed to enter into the kingdom of heaven and feel that righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. He didn't owe you that. He just blessed you because you were faithful to him. But you still didn't deserve that blessing. There's nobody here that deserves to be in eternal heaven, and there's not even anybody here who deserves to be in the kingdom of heaven. Because when you think about all that you do that's right, and God in his mercy says, well, you know, you've done good. And God says, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. You need to acknowledge, Lord, I don't deserve this. I don't. You know, people, have you ever heard people say, you know, I don't deserve this? There's two different ways people can say that. One is a very unthankful person, and a person that's grumbly hateful. And he says, I don't deserve this. I don't deserve this. But then there are people who are humbly grateful. And you know what they say? Same words, opposite meanings. And they say, as they get blessings, they say, I don't deserve this blessing. Deuteronomy chapter, go back in your Bible just a moment to Deuteronomy chapter 8. Please notice in Deuteronomy chapter 8, beginning in verse 10. Deuteronomy chapter 8, beginning in verse 10. The Word of God warns the children of Israel, and I would warn all of us. You know, I don't believe the children of Israel in the land of Canaan, I don't believe they were blessed anymore. In fact, I'm going to say I don't believe the children of Israel in the land of Canaan were blessed as much as you and I are blessed today in America. They did. They had great blessings, but the blessings they had are not as great as the blessings we have today. And so in Deuteronomy chapter 8, beginning in verse 10, God warns them. He says, when thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he hath given thee. Beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God. Do we sometimes forget God, and do we sometimes forget he is the source of all of our blessings? We forget God. He says, and we forget not, beware, verse 11, beware that thou forget not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandments and his judgments and his statutes, which I command thee this day. Come down for the sake of time. Go home and read this entire chapter. But come down to verse 19. Verse 19 says, and it shall be, if thou do at all forget the Lord thy God and walk after other gods. Is there anybody here that's walking after other gods? Yes, there are some people here. There's some people who are walking after other gods. And if you don't think you are, please see me after church and we'll have a little conversation. We do have our other gods sometimes. And serve them and worship them. He says, I testify against you this day that ye shall surely perish. Ye shall. What did God tell Adam in the Garden of Eden? What did he say? In the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely perish. Thou shalt surely die. We don't believe it sometimes. But if we're not a thankful people, and we don't remember the Lord, and we don't put him first in our lives, we too will perish. Go with me back to the New Testament very quickly. 1 Thessalonians. Please look in your Bibles at 1 Thessalonians. A beautiful expression here. I would just say, I'm just going to give you three things to do when you go home for the rest of your life today. Okay? Just three things. In fact, I'll limit it to six words. Three things in six words. That's pretty simple, isn't it? Anna, you writing this down? Here's three things. Anna, this morning she got up, she said, I forgot my Bible. Can I borrow a Bible? So we gave her a Bible. She said, now I need some notebook paper. So I gave her some notebook paper. She said, now I need a pen. And she, I said, what you going to do? She said, I'm going to take notes in Bible study. And I said, well, I want you to take notes in church too. So she came in after Bible study. I said, where's your notes from Bible study? She said, you told me just take notes in church. Miscommunication. Take notes. Write this down. Do this. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 16, 17, and 18. He says, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 16 says, rejoice evermore. Rejoice what? Evermore. Evermore. You know what I do? I rejoice sometimes. This says, rejoice evermore. The second thing, verse 17, he says, pray without ceasing. You know what I do? I pray occasionally. You know what I'm talking about? This says, pray without ceasing. And then the third thing is verse 18, in everything give thanks. I give thanks sometimes. I give thanks sometimes. In everything give thanks. Be thankful unto him. Bless his holy name. Give glory to God. Thank him for the blessings that we have. Go forward in your Bible just one page. To 1 Timothy, look at 1 Timothy chapter 1, 1 Timothy chapter 1, listen please to verse 12. 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 12, just one page forward in your Bibles. The scripture says, "And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord." I'm not going to read all this, I just want you to listen. "I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who hath enabled me." I'm just going to stop right there. "I thank Christ Jesus our Lord who hath" what? "Enabled me." You know what that means? Somebody tell me in your own words. What does that mean? God, Christ Jesus has enabled me. And you don't have to read all this. You just tell me, how has Christ Jesus enabled you? Has he enabled you? Has he enabled you in a lot of ways? And as God has enabled us, Paul says, "I'm thankful that I've been enabled." You know what you ought to say this morning? If you can sing and lift up your voice, make a joyful noise. And Brother Andy, in his prayer, he said, "Lord, I'm thankful to be in the church this morning. I'm thankful to be among people who know the truth and love the truth. I'm thankful." Did you hear what he was saying over and over? "I'm thankful." You know what he does? He recognizes the joy that we have. We used to have a memory. He's gone now. He didn't appreciate the truth too much. And he said, "You know, Brother Billy, I get sick and tired of all these new people that come to the church. They get so excited." Well, I said, "Do you not remember when you first came to the church? Do you not remember that you used to ask for tapes every Sunday of every sermon to go carry around to people? Do you not remember that when you first came to the church, you wanted Trumpet of Truth magazines to hand out to people at work and everywhere you went? Do you not remember how excited you were?" I said, "The shame and disgrace is not that other people are excited. The shame and disgrace is you've lost your joy. You're not thankful for what you have." Have you ever heard the expression, "You better be thankful for what you have"? We need to be thankful for what we have while we have it, because we can lose it. Grandchildren, children, parents, food, clothing, shelter, the freedom to meet together to worship, all these blessings, we better be thankful, because if we're not thankful, he'll take them away. Wish I had all night and all day and the rest of my, I wish I could just preach from now on. Some people say, "Oh, you didn't mention this." You're right. You're right. I didn't mention half what's on my heart to mention. But I pray God will just bless you to remember one thing. Be thankful. Be thankful unto him. Give glory to him is my prayer for Christ's sake.